It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I brought some pictures to show you today. Pictures that were taken in a laundromat. Have you ever gone with a grown-up to the laundromat? Let me show you here. There's a lady putting some dirty clothes. She's getting ready to put them in that washing machine there. And after they're washed, she takes them over and puts them into the dryer. See them in there? And then inside the dryer, after she closes this door, they'll blow around and around and around in the dryer. Those clothes. Here's a man washing some towels, I guess those are. You put the money in here. And this is the dryer. After they're all dry, then he folds them up. Lots of different people come to the laundromat. Do you know who took these pictures? Francois Clemens. Mm-hmm. He got a camera and really liked taking pictures, and he went all over the neighborhood taking them. Yeah. I told him that I'd bring them back to him after I finished showing them to you, so I'll call him on the phone. See if it's a good time to come. Are there things that you like to look at the laundromat? Hello, Francois. It's Fred. I wondered if this was a good time to bring the pictures back. Yes, I did show them. Yeah. Oh, well, fine. We'll come over. Fine. All right, thank you. He said he's just finishing a lesson, and we're welcome to come over right now. So let's go to Francois Clemens' studio. Come along.
Buscando abrigui non lo incontrará.
Hi, come friends. On in.
Hi, Mr. Delgado. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you for these pictures.
You're very welcome.
I don't want to interrupt.
Well, yeah. Why don't we just do the last two measures here one more time, okay? And then we'll be finished.
Right.
Okay? Let's do this last from there, okay?
Okay.
Buscando abrigo y no lo encontrará.
Very, very fine. I'm very pleased with your progress. Very fine.
Well, thank you.
Before you go, I want to take your picture. Okay?
Okay.
Why don't you just stand over there for a minute?
I didn't know you were a photographer.
Oh, He's sure.
Very well.
Yeah, you were showing that.
I took those pictures Fred got there.
Look at that.
From the laundromat.
Okay. Nice smile. There you go. Very good. Now, just turn around, please.
Turn around.
Uh-huh.
Take the backs of people.
Right. I like to take the backs and the fronts of people.
I was wondering.
Thank you very much. Here, I'll give you your music there.
Oh,
maybe
thank
you can
you.
Memorize a little bit for me, okay, for next week?
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Fred, would you like to see the inside of my camera? I'm
I would.
Finish with this roll of film. Here, let me
These
first show
turned
you.
Out very well.
Yes, I was very pleased with those.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the front looks like first. I should show you that.
You're interested in the fronts and backs of cameras, too.
Right. And that's the back of it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, open it here. Okay. There we are. Take my roll of film out. Put that over there. Now, this is where, you know, I look through here.
Yes.
And the picture comes through onto this portion. I can't touch that because it'll leave an imprint.
The image would come through the lens.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
right.
And then the film is across here, I guess.
Right. And this is where I push down to get my picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that opens it up. And the image comes onto the film.
I see.
Right. And then when I release it, it goes back like that.
Well, the back is certainly different from the front, isn't it?
It sure is. This is where I can also adjust for focus. You know, if I want a clear picture, or if the further away it is, you know, if I want to bring it up close to me, I turn this.
Well, your new hobby is a very good one.
Would you like to see some pictures I've taken of some of our other friends around here?
Sure.
In the neighborhood?
Where are they?
Okay. They're right over here. I'll get them.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's the back of somebody.
That's right. You recognize that?
Well, with that duster, I think maybe it is Audrey.
That's right. I was very pleased with the way that one came out.
Audrey cleans everything.
Mm-hmm.
Good picture of her.
Yeah. And that one?
Is that Elsie Neal?
That's Elsie Neal. Oh,
that's right. Good of her. There she is.
She was a good subject. I liked her smile.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay. Who's that one now?
I don't know. Who do you think that is?
Let me show you then.
Joe Negri.
That's right.
Let me see that one again.
Okay.
Very nice.
He was good to work with, too. I really enjoy taking these pictures. Who's that?
I'm not sure.
That's the one who comes to my studio here a lot. Plays the piano.
John Costa.
That's right. And there you can see him there.
Oh, yes.
Nice smile, too. Now, who's the next one?
Very long hair.
That's right. She excels in drama.
Is it Betty?
That's right.
Betty Aberlin.
That's right. Good picture of Betty Aberlin there. Okay. I'm sure you probably don't recognize the coat, but maybe you know the person.
No, I don't.
He has a beautiful singing voice.
Reardon.
That's right. Now, see if you know who this one is. You probably haven't seen the back picture like this very often.
No, I haven't. Why, it's Rogers.
That's right, it's you.
You don't see your back very much in life, do you? No.
Okay, I was pretty happy about the way that came out, too.
Very, very nice pictures. Well, thanks for these.
Well, you're very welcome, and thanks for returning them to me. Oh, come on in.
Oh, it's John Costa.
Hi there, Johnny.
How are you?
Let me ask him if he knows who this is. Okay. John, you know, Francois was interested in photography these days. I wanted to know if you knew who this was.
I think that is I.
Good, sure though, isn't it? No good picture?
Well...
What are you all working on?
Well, we're going to give a jazz concert. You remember when Mary Lou Williams came to visit me and she taught me how to scat a little bit? You know, singing on syllables without really...
Doopy-doo.
Right. So Johnny and I decided we would get together and try to get a song
sort
together.
Sort of an encore for some of the bigger pieces.
Right. Okay. So it's not quite, you know, ready yet, but you can hear what we're
I'd like
on.
To hear.
Okay. Da 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 da
In that direction, yeah.
That'll be great.
Thanks.
It's so much fun to do something like that with complete freedom.
Yeah, just to mess around.
Make it up as you go.
Right.
Have a good time.
Okay. Thanks for stopping by.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Let's try that again, Johnny. I'm beginning to just feel around a little better about it. Okay?
Boopity boop boo. Boo doo 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 doo. Make your own words up to songs.
Sure.
You know, in using a camera like Mr. Clemens, once you've taken all the pictures on the roll, then you have to get them developed and printed and made bigger, enlarged. I have a movie here that shows a young man enlarging some pictures. I'll just show it to you on picture here. You have to do that work in a dark room. Now he's looking at his negative. Then he's going to put that into a little frame that puts it into the enlarger. That's what that big machine is called, an enlarger. You'll see what kind of a picture it is. You see, it's a picture of a tree. And he uses some very sensitive paper. He projects that picture of that tree onto that paper just for a few seconds, and then he puts it into the developing fluid. And you can watch it develop. See it coming? And when it gets as dark as he wants it, then he takes it out of the developing fluid and puts it into a tray of water. So that'll stop the development. And then he puts it in a third tray, which has fixing fluid in it, so that fixes it just the way he wants it. Isn't that interesting? If you know anybody who develops or prints or enlarges pictures, you could ask that person about that. Most people who do it are very interested and are glad to tell you about it. You know, some cameras can make the pictures come right out of the camera in a minute or so. In the neighborhood of make-believe, there's somebody who has a camera who can make the pictures come out right away. Yep. I'm just going to put all these things to the neighborhood of make-believe down here. We make believe that it's Mr. Clemens who is going to be taking some pictures of Daniel Tiger right at Daniel Tiger's clock with that special camera of his in the neighborhood of make believe.
That looks just like me, Mr. Clemens.
Okay. And now I want to take a picture of you when you turn your back.
Why?
Well, because I like to take the pictures of the fronts and backs of people.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Just turn my back.
I'll put that over there. Okay.
Is that pretty good?
Oh, that's just perfect, Daniel. Okay.
All right.
Let's take it out there. I'll set this down. There we are. Now, we can compare them, Daniel. There.
Oh, is that what my back looks like?
That's right. You can compare it to the front and see how different they look.
Oh, my. It's fun to see the back of yourself. You never really do, do you?
No, not unless you have a couple of mirrors.
But other people see your back, don't they?
They sure do. As a matter of fact, here, if I stand right here, you can see my back. But I can't.
You can't, can you?
No, because my neck won't go all the way around.
Oh, boy.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Reardon.
Oh, hi, Reardon. How are you? Here. Here we go.
Well, I'm fine.
Would you like to see what my back looks like?
Your back? What do you mean?
Well, photographer Clemens takes pictures of the fronts and backs of people.
Oh, let me see. Well, gee, most pictures just have the fronts of people in them, but that's very nice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Photographer Clemens, he is.
Photographer Clemens.
That's right.
That sounds like a good name for an opera, Photographer Clemens.
What's your new opera going to be about?
Oh, gee, it's about a laundry and a rich lady and a mean lady and a worker and, well, lots of things.
Reardon, will you have washers and dryers in that laundry?
Well, I guess so. Why?
Well, I dreamed that I got caught in a washer one time, and I went round and around, and I didn't like it. I'd rather not be in a laundry opera.
Well, that's up to you, Daniel. But how about you, Mr. Clemens? Photographer Clemens?
Let's see. Do you think maybe my name could be Philip Photographer? That sounds like an operatic name to me.
Philip Photographer. That sounds funny.
Well, Philip Photographer. Your name can be anything you want in a made-up opera. Could you take pictures while you sing?
Certainly. Here, I'll show you right now.
Oh, let's get together for a picture.
Okay. Fill up your camera, fill up. Fill up your camera with film. Take all your pictures, pictures, fill up. Fill up, fill up, fill up. There you are.
Oh, look at that.
That's very good.
Look, why don't you come over with me to Lady Elaine, and we'll talk to her about it, huh?
Okay,
She's been a big help with the writing.
Ah, good idea, because I haven't taken her picture yet.
Oh. Well, I hope you two have a good time with the opera. Maybe I'll be in the next one.
Fine, Daniel. And remember, you know, you could make up one any time you wanted to.
Okay, farewell.
Farewell.
Okay, so long, Daniel. Bye-bye.
Now, Lady Elaine can help us, because she has all a good idea. Well, let's see if Lady Elaine's home, shall we?
Okay.
I'll ring. Lady Elaine. Somebody's in there.
Oh. Hello there.
Well, if it isn't the two voices.
Yes, the two voices. Mr. Clemens is going to play Philip Photographer in the new opera.
Philip Photographer. Well, I trust he knows his trade.
I certainly do. As a matter of fact, I'd like to take a picture of you now.
Oh, fine.
Okay.
Photos of opera stars, of course.
Would you turn around, Lady Elaine?
What'd you say?
Would you turn around? I'd like to take a picture of your back.
Turn around? My back?
Yeah.
What kind of an insult is that? After all, I am just about to star in the greatest opera company of the neighborhood of make-believe.
And you ask for a picture of my back?
No, Lady Elaine,
calm down, please. You see, he likes to take pictures of both the front and the backs of people.
But he asked for
Mr. Clemens. Show her some of the pictures you've already taken.
All right, Lady Elaine. Let's see.
I mean, when you start posing for a picture and someone says, turn around.
Well, here, just take a look at this and see if you can guess who that is.
Well, that looks like my neighbor Daniel S. Tiger.
You're right.
There he is. Oh, right. He did take his front, too.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And now, guess who this is?
Now, that looks like my neighbor who flies with wings.
That's right.
X the owl.
Right you are again.
Oh, there he is.
Hello, X. That's the front view.
Looks just like him. Who's
that?
Looks like somebody in a towel or something.
Oh.
Look on the head up there at the top.
Oh, yes, she has a crown on. It's dear Queen Sarah.
That's right. And see, then I took the front view.
Oh, there she is. Hello.
And who's that?
Henrietta Pussycat.
You're absolutely
right. As I
right.
live and look at Pussycat.
And then that's her front view.
Yes.
Okay. Are you satisfied now?
It's fine, no, isn't it? I am not satisfied.
What?
Where is Friday's picture?
Oh, here. I have one also, King Friday, of his back view.
Well, if he had his back taken, I guess I could too. But listen, take my front first.
Okay, Lady Elaine. You know, I guess that should be a rule, that I should take the front view first.
I guess it is, even though backs can be very expressive, too.
Yes,
okay.
Of course, you know, in the opera, you see, he can be a Philip photographer who'll take photos of the fronts and backs of all the people in the opera.
Oh,
excuse
lovely.
Me. Lady Elaine, would you turn around, please?
Oh, did you already take the front?
Yes, I just did.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
And he could take...
Just a second.
Pictures of the people coming in and out of the laundry.
Oh, yes.
And, well, you know, I could even work in the laundry.
Oh, that's true.
Oh,
you
yes,
could.
The pictures.
Let's
there
see.
There's your there's back your view, back. And there's your front.
There's the front. Excellent.
Well,
thank you.
Well, now I just didn't know.
You're a marvelous subject, Lady Elaine.
Yeah, both sides of me. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, very good. Okay.
Okay.
Now, you say you could
yes,
work...
Yes, I could work in the laundry.
In the laundry. Yeah. And I could be the mean woman who runs the laundry.
Oh.
And I could make you do all the dirty work.
All right. You could make me do the dirty work.
Yeah.
Dirty work. Dirty work. All I get is dirty work. Dirty work.
That's it.
Dirty work. All I get is dirty work.
Very good, yeah.
And you know, I could take a picture of you while you're working.
And
the back view of you.
You know what? The rich woman could find that picture.
Well, of course she could. Well, this thing is really beginning to fall together now. Oh, I'm going to go find Lady Aberlin.
Miss Morgan.
Yes, Miss Morgan. You see, Lady Aberlin plays Miss Morgan in the new opera. Anyway, I'm going to go find her, and we're going to write some more music, and then we'll rehearse tomorrow, okay?
Well, I'll be ready.
All right.
I'll try to sound like a mean person. Get to work.
Yes,
get
well,
to work. There's
work on.
Lots of
just
work to
fine,
do.
Lady Elaine.
Yes, work on
work.
It, Lady Elaine.
Yes. Okay, thanks, Philip Photographer, and farewell, Toots.
Farewell. And I guess I'll see you tomorrow. I'm going this way.
Oh, well, I have to go to the castle.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you tomorrow.
Right.
Dirty work, dirty work. All I get is dirty work. Bye, trolley.
See how they put a make-believe opera together? Using a lot of people's ideas. That's really what playing with others is all about, isn't it? Take a look at the back of these models. There. Do you ever wonder what your back looks like to other people? Did your mom or dad sometimes say they'll wash your back when you're taking a bath? They say that because it's hard to tell when your back is clean or dirty. It's a funny thing. We can see other people's backs, but we can't see our own, except when we stand between two mirrors. When you're sitting on your mom or dad's lap, they love your back just the way they love your front. I was just thinking, I like all of you. Just for once, just for once, just for once, I want you all to myself. Just for once, let's be alone, with nobody else to tell us. Do this, do that, sit down, get up, come back. No, nobody else, but nobody else but you. Just for once, just for once. once, I want you all to myself. Just for once, let's play alone. With nobody else, we'll build us a house with a garden. And no, no, nobody else, but nobody else but you. Just for once. Just for once, I want you all to myself. Just for once, let's stay alone. And I'll be the only one with you, and you'll be the only one with me. You'll talk with me, I'll talk with you. Just we two, nobody else but nobody else but you. Just for once, just for once. We have lots of times for that kind of being together, don't we? I like it. Let's put these away now. Feed the fish. Think about that just for once time tomorrow when we'll be together. Mm-hmm. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You get to see my back a lot, don't you? Even though you can't see your back, you can feel it and know it's there, and I like you just the way you are. Bye.
Television visit by the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.